around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Indeed, everybody, this is week 249 of our National Communal Forum. Welcome back to hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, December 21st, 2024. We are 4 days before Christmas and the start of Hanukkah. About 10 minutes from now, we're going to be taking you to Colorado Springs, where this show is heard on AM 1240, FM 92.5, and FM 105.5 KRDO radio. Great station out there. We're going to get a report from NORAD and their Santa tracker that's about to begin. Maybe they'll also have an idea on what's up with all the drones flying around our skies right now, since our government doesn't want to tell us anything.
Not sure about that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Well, I'll ask the question, I promise.
Yep, definitely.
We have right now, we got to get to the NCF holding on us on the show hotline for us, Mary. We got three of our now 600 weekly affiliates who are joining us for this Christmas edition.
That's
of
right.
Show.
All right. Let's welcome Kevin Culbreth, program director with our Fayetteville, North Carolina affiliate, AM 640 WFNC Radio. We have David Bowman, operations manager with affiliate AM 930 and FM 98.9 KSEI Radio. That's in Pocatello, Idaho. And De La Rez, on-air personality linked with our affiliates in Duncan, Oklahoma, AM 1350 and AM and FM 106.1 KFTP radio.
Yeah, a lot of call letters, a lot of frequencies there. Mary, hello, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Well, great to have all of you aboard with us. Kelvin, I'm going to start with you. You know, today we decided to go in a Christmas direction for this National Communal Forum. You're in a unique part of the state. You've got a blowtorch station there for sure in Fayetteville. You know, you're south of Raleigh. You're east of Charlotte with New Bern to your east and Wilmington to the southeast. Every part of our nation has their own way to celebrate the holidays. I want you to share, you know, with America tuned in right now, you know, what a North Carolina Christmas means to you, and how does Fayetteville and the surrounding areas of your state just do it up this time of year?
Well, we've got a lot of folks around here who have lights set up. The local park has got a drive-through light system set up that's free for people to come do and drive right down. It's kind of parallel to the Cape Fear River, and it's a big, nice thing. They've got our baseball stadium downtown has got a big light set up as well. Over 2 million lights set up in a beautiful, what is widely considered still the best minor league baseball park in the country 5 years in. Hmm. And so there's a lot of celebration. They lit the big tree out at Fort Liberty last week. And so it's a lot of celebration going on.
I'm just curious about this, the minor league team. Well, listen, I love baseball, but what's the team affiliated with there in Fayetteville?
They're the Woodpeckers, and they are affiliated with the Houston Astros.
Oh, the Astros. And, all right, we'll see. All right. So as a Yankees fan, that's probably why I have a block on
that's
that.
Why
so,
you
okay,
should
so
not
that would
have
explain
asked. Why did you even ask?
I still love Fayetteville.
That's
but okay,
a great
so.
Report, Kelvin. Right. Thank you. All right, let's move to
Thank
Idaho.
You.
You know, Idaho is one of my personal favorite states. It's definitely in my top five, Robert and I. I think the closest we've been to your area, David, is probably when we visited Craters of the Moon National Monument and Reserve with our sons years back. Yeah,
yep.
Great. Loved it. So similar to what Robert said to Kelvin, you're in the eastern part of the state with Twin Falls to your west. Just want our listeners to kind of have an idea where you are with Boise and Sun Valley northwest of you. What's Christmas like in Pocatello and in the surrounding area where you are?
Oh, well, Pocatello, it's quiet. It's family-based. Mm-hmm. A lot of people travel because, it's family spread out around here. But I think they like to ring in the new year with some good parties. We do a potato drop in Boise. We have a sugar beet drop in Rupert. I mean, we,
all right. What's what's a potato drop?
Yeah, what's that look like?
What is that?
Well, Boise thinks that they grow all the potatoes over there, but no, all the potatoes are growing on our side of the state. But they do like a potato drop, just like the Big Apple drops in New York City. So,
oh.
So they have a big New Year's Eve party. They do a sugar beet drop in a little town called Rupert Rupert has dubbed itself Christmas City. They have a nice square that they decorate is like going back to the 50s, kind of like going to back to the future with
how
a square
fun.
With a gazebo and yeah. lights and a skating pond, and then they drop a big steel fabricated sugar beet with lights in it from a crane.
Wow.
Oh, how fun. So,
this is what we love
yeah,
about this.
I love doing these segments.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's something we've got to cover in the future.
Yeah.
So interesting. All right. So, Rudy, listen, Day is waiting for you. So take it away.
Still getting over the sugar beet drop. Yeah. Day, you are north of Dallas-Fort Worth. You're south Oklahoma City, and Wichita Falls is to your southwest, not too far away. Oil's big in your country. You really are in the heartland. It's all about family, community, and values that have been a backbone of this country for years. So what do you look forward to in your area? What makes something, what is everybody there looking forward to with the December holidays?
Okay, well, a lot has already happened. We've had our Christmas parade. We've had the holiday stroll on Main Street and Tinseltown Market and Kittyland Express holiday experience. So there's a lot of church programs happening now. And today is the annual community dinner. It's from 11 to 2 p.m. at the Stevens County Expo building. It's free. It's a proper meal. It's with dessert and drinks. And you can dine in and hang with everybody, or you could take it home if you want.
How many people are we talking about? How many people are we talking about for this free dinner for the community?
Thousands of people will go. Duncan has a community, a population between 20 and 25,000, but you know, some are serving and others are going to be eating.
You know, Rudy, now I would say, Day, Rudy is closest to you. Mary and I are in the New York City area. Rudy's up in St. Paul, Minnesota. So, Rudy, if you were to go to Minneapolis, St. Paul, leave now, you might be able to get there because it starts in an hour, and you might land in time. So,
I'll drive anywhere for a free dinner.
Exactly right. That's what I'm saying. So, listen, all right, so last question from us. We're going to go the same order, Kelvin, David, and Day. Favorite Christmas moment involving your local radio station in the community? Kelvin, are you there? Oh, Kelvin, I'm sorry. Okay, well, Kelvin, we're going to have to hold on.
For that free dinner.
Yes, exactly. It is. All right. David, what say you then?
Oh, let's see. So every year, right after Thanksgiving, we celebrate with the community doing Christmas in the nighttime skies, and we invite people to a chili feed and bonfires. And we ask them to bring an unwrapped toy for distribution in the community for kids in need. And we have a big synchronized fireworks show.
Oh, okay.
And we
I love
do that,
that
at the fairgrounds. Wow. So that's a lot of fun.
So, Day, favorite Christmas moment involving your local radio station?
We had a family that did a toy drive for the community. And at the end, you go see Santa do all that. We had some people drop $500 cash off as a donation, and that was amazing.
Well, that's God bless that. That's great. All right. Well, listen, we thank you and Kelvin as well, listening out there. So all three of you for being part of today's National Communal Forum. Really appreciate you being part of our show. It is a blessing each week. We say Merry Christmas to the both of you and Kelvin as you're listening, and we hope you have a great 2025 ahead as well, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care now. Thanks very much. Rudy, you still have time to get down there for
the sugar beet drop, the free dinner.
I know. I want to see the potato drop. Seriously.
All right, folks. After the sponsors break, NORAD and Santa will fill our national airwaves. Listen, get the kids around. We're going to have some fun, and we are going to ask the question on that drone. Today's G Block starts in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows that the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need security from SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system. It's their biggest deal of the year. Just head to simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Well, you just saw it. The privileged get tax pardons while hardworking Americans do not. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled returns, do not wait for the IRS letter to act. Getting ahead of it is a smart move and never contact the IRS directly. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. They've got a strong relationship with the IRS with genius strategies to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. It's free to speak with one of their strategists. So call 800-780-8888 or visit TNUSA.com/carry. That's TNUSA.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we return from that quick break, we are now moving into the personal connection. We probably should have had Mary and Bobby play Here Comes Santa Claus at the Rejoin.
Yes, that would have worked well.
Folks, that is what's on tap for these next 10 minutes of the show. And this portion of the program, well, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because world happenings, unknown situations, and unexpected events could compromise your travel plans. Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international, or even domestic, we recommend you get protected with a plan at TravelGuard.com/carry.
We absolutely do. You know, when your travel plans go wrong, a Travel Guard travel insurance plan can make things go right. It's why we say packing a Travel Guard plan, it's one of the best things you can do for successful travel. Certainly what Santa would do, I would think. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry. It's affordable. It takes just a few minutes to get set up. You'll also find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Well, Santa Claus is coming to town, Robert. That's another song I'm thinking
that
of for this
yeah,
segment.
Yeah.
If you have young children in your family, this is your segment of the show today, as you may want to introduce them to the NORAD Santa Tracker on Christmas Eve. For more than 65 years, NORAD and its predecessor have tracked Santa's flight around the world. Here to share more in our personal connection segment on this December 21st is Major Jennifer Dorenzi with NORAD at the Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado.
Well, this should be a fun interview, certainly. Jenny, Merry Christmas. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Well, we really appreciate that. So, listen, I want to share some perspective on how this all happened and give folks, you know, kind of an idea of that. I want to go back to the innocent mistake in the Sears and Roebuck ad that caused a stir with the Continental Air Defense Command in 1955, because that was the beginning of a tradition that NORAD now runs. So share what happened with the child and the Sears advertisement.
Yeah, sure. It's actually a really great story. So, yeah, you have a lot of that detail correct. There was a young child back in 1955 who ended up calling the Combat Operations Center, NORAD's predecessor, so that was Continental Air Defense Command, CONAD, here in Colorado Springs. And that child was looking to speak to you know, a check-in with somebody, an elf, or somebody who was tapped into where Santa was. It was a Santa hotline that, you know, the mystery around it is that the phone number was misprinted. So through that kind of magical happenstance, you know, a very beautiful relationship between NORAD and Santa was born that year. The colonel who answered the phone realized the mistake and, you know, said, hey, I actually have this capability to verify that. So looked to his staff and said, let's figure out where Santa is right now, you know, via satellite radar, you know, at the technology of the time, 1955
right.
Radar, to track down where Santa, in fact, was.
Well, that colonel was definitely a hero in many books,
good
I'm
for him
sure,
stepping up
for
so
all these kids around the world, because I can't believe this tradition is still going on today. I think it's fabulous. And we actually have firsthand experience with the tracker. We used it with our sons when they were younger. We called into a special number. And I also recall Robert OnStar on our vehicles was also connected.
Yeah, home from church.
Christmas Eve Mass. So walk us through what happens for our listeners when a child either calls into to NORAD on December 24th, and then also what they'll see on the website.
Yeah, sure. So the phone number for the 24th of December is 1-877-HI-NORAD, NORAD. So that phone number is going to be staffed from 4 a.m. Mountain Time to midnight Mountain Time. So anybody looking to just check in, see where Santa is, can call that phone number and receive an update in real time, which is really nice. We also, yeah, totally right on the OnStar, which, again, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
OnStar, Sirius XM, and Amazon Alexa as well. But there, we have an excellent website, NORADSanta.org, and there is a lot of information on there, including, you know, history of NORAD, history of some Christmas cultures around the world, some games, a lot of good information.
I think it's terrific. So as we're talking this through, and I know that you have kids calling in from North America, of course, but also from all over the world, it has to be a huge undertaking on December 24th for the offices at NORAD Major. Here we are on this Saturday morning, just 3 days away. Your offices must be busy. Who's answering all these calls, and who helps coordinate all of this every year?
Yeah, it is really busy, but busy in the best way. So exciting, really festive and beautiful environment, mm-hmm. lots of merriment and joy across you know, all the partners and volunteers, military and civilian alike. So being a binational command here, there are Canadians such as myself, American, and that, you know, in uniform, and family members, community partners.
Oh, wow.
It's about 1,000 folks or so at the call center.
Wow.
Roughly 100 or so per hour, kind of doing their shifts, sitting down.
Wow.
and taking the telephone call. So it's just really beautiful.
Oh, well, it's all hands on deck, like we
yes.
we said that actually.
Yeah, for sure.
Earlier.
Yeah.
So all right,
it's an important mission.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The most important.
The most
certainly
important.
For, clearly, this is the personal connection segment of our show. It's where we like to talk about how travel transforms, maybe the impact of travel and what it has on our lives or how it impacts our lives. So I'd like to hear, you know, either how you personally feel about this NORAD program, or maybe a way it's positively impacted your own life in some way. I mean, have you ever taken a call personally, or any interesting stories you can share of calls that have come in the past?
Yeah, so this is my first year at the headquarters, but I have worked at different NORAD regions before, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what the experience is like here at the headquarters call center. And it's set up in a hangar, and I wish that I could snap a picture of it to visually, so you could have an idea of what it looks like.
Right.
It's just so beautiful. So I'm really looking forward to that. My own personal background, I have 3 kids, and so, you know, Christmas time is a very special time of year for us. And by virtue of being a military family, my husband and I are both Canadian Armed Forces members. We've had postings around the world, and including in Alaska, including in Germany. So although, you know, I haven't done the NORAD Track Santa program from here yet, I've reflected on enjoying Christmas in Alaska, enjoying Christmas in Germany with my family, those local traditions, the North Pole, visiting that with my children in Alaska, and, you know, the Christmas markets in Germany. So, like, that spirit of global connectivity across the cultures, and that's something I really remarked on right away with this program, NORAD Track Santa, is that connection wherever you are in the world. You can call in and get an update, and, you know, our website is available in 9 languages. So
it's a great thing
for me is, you know, just connection across many cultures.
Listen, we all need a little more Santa in our lives in general, and that's great. I love
it, though. Yeah. So I'm curious. Thank you for all of that information. I'm curious what drew you to the military, and I'm also curious, you know, what we know about NORAD, your job is to monitor the skies. Do you have any maritime influence as well and monitor waters?
So piece of our sort of three-pronged mission is maritime warning. So aerospace warning, aerospace control, and maritime warning are the three components of the NORAD mission. So, sort of topically, it's defense of the homeland, defense of North America, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. So we have a suite of complementary multi-domain defense capabilities, and that includes aircraft. So that could be Canadian CF-18 fighters, American F-15, 16s, 22s, 35s, radars.
Your kids have to love that part, right?
Oh my
there.
Gosh. Yeah,
your
kids.
Who doesn't love a good fighter aircraft?
Absolutely. But, I mean,
is your spouse in the military?
She said, yeah.
So did you say that?
He used to fly on the E-3 under the NORAD mission, And now he's a legal officer now, so he's changed tack.
So, listen, Jenny, I want to ask you, and again, I'm not sure, you know, what you can or will say, you know, since few right now are saying anything out there, but we do have you here, and I figured I have to ask. We only have about 30 seconds anyway, so any comments or thoughts on, you know, all these drones that are flying around out there, what's going on? Anything?
I would say for that there are a lot of interagency partners working that effort, you know, like local law enforcement, FAA, et cetera, and where NORAD sometimes, you know, contributes to that effort, not always, but sometimes for sure.
So, okay. Well, Well, listen, here's what we do know. Come Tuesday evening, I mean, there will be something flying in our skies, you know, for all the kids out there. Santa's headed out. So, folks, you can track Santa. You can have some Christmas fun. The website you just heard is just NORADSanta.org, NORADSanta.org, very easy. Or the phone number, you know, give it a call. 1-877-HI-NORAD. You'll have a lot of fun. So the voice you've been hearing is Major Jennifer Durenzi. Thank you very much, Jenny, for joining us. Again, Merry Christmas, and thanks for all you do in serving NORAD for us.
Oh, thanks so much. Merry Christmas to both of you and all your family and all your listeners.
Thank you. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, well, there's a fun segment.
What
Santa Claus is coming to town,
segment.
Man.
I loved it. NORAD.
Santa Tracker, go there, NORADSanta.org. And the Christmas markets, you know, we have an email we're going to get to actually coming up in the
Speaking of Christmas markets,
All right, next, it is Rudy and the Right Stuff that Mary and I are going to answer some of those listener emails. We'll get a report on holiday travel from TSA as well ahead, and then we're going to put a wrap on things for 2024 before it's time for us to break for the holidays. Stay with us, everyone. The show's coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, Kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patent adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by amac.us/carry. Well, it's morning in America again as we move towards January 20th, and the optimism sweeping across our country can't be ignored. As we all move into this new world and work to get our country back on track, how does savings with discounts from companies that share our values sound to you, including an array that will save you big time when you travel? You get that and more when you become a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. This is an organization with more than 2.1 million patriots who stand for the values we all share and fight every day to protect those individual liberties outlined in the Constitution. There's a simple way for you to unite with others, all while saving with big discounts. How great of a Christmas gift is this? You can join amac.us/carry for just $1. Just $1 makes you part of this powerful movement and saves you big time on so many products and services. Your voice matters, plus all the real savings you'll receive from discounts your membership will deliver. With over 100 companies, including an array when you travel, for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more. You'll also receive a subscription to the bi-monthly AMAC magazine. So get your one-year membership for just $1 by going to AMAC, that's AMAC.us/carry today, or gift a one-year membership for Christmas. There's also a link at armworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors. Well, if my memory is correct, the last guest we had on this show to have taken a long walk was actor, director, and author Andrew McCarthy, whose 2023 book, Walking with Sam, described his 500-mile walk across Spain on part of the Camino de Santiago Trail. For our Write Stuff segment today, I'm delighted to have the author of another book about a long walk. But in this case, Tom Tursich took a walk only 10 other people have accomplished. Quite simply, he walked around the world. It took him 7 years, and he's written eloquently about that experience in his book called The World Walk, subtitled 7 Years in Search of Meaning. Now, we're talking 28,000 miles. Can I repeat that? 28,000 miles covering 6 continents. But this book is much more than a description of places. After his crossing of the U.S. and his trek across down south through Central America, Tom wrote this, quote, "For nearly a year, I received my education of the world like an assault. Every day I was dressed down or knocked back. In the U.S., I learned the basics of surviving on the road. And in Central America, I received my master class. I slept in graveyards, orange groves, palm plantations, and jungle. I learned a new language. I adapted to new cultures. I discovered that foreignness was a facade. It's a mask hiding the universal experience with different names, clothing, and places and paces. The challenge, I realized, was learning to distinguish the superficial from the deeper currents shaping each place," unquote. Tom, welcome to the show. You also discovered a whole lot about yourself, didn't you?
I did, really. That's what the whole book is about, is my constant growth going from a naive suburbanite into a world traveler.
And it's all because of a travel bug that you had early on. You wanted to see the world, right?
Yeah, I had a friend who died when I was 17, and that forced me to reflect on what I wanted out of my brief time here. When I really thought about it, I wanted to understand the world, but in a deep, rich, connective way, and seemed like the best way to do that was by walking.
You traveled with your pal Savannah. Tell me about Savannah and describe what apparatus you took to carry your belongings when you were walking with Savannah.
So Savannah is the first dog to walk around the world. I adopted her. Amazing sentence. I adopted her in Austin, Texas after 4 months of walking. She was just a puppy, and so she grew up on the road and knew no other life than a life of walking 24 miles a day with her best friend every day. So she was a perfect companion. And we lived out of essentially a baby carriage that held all of our things.
And that you pushed, right?
The baby carriage was advantageous because we were able to carry a little bit more water, a little bit more food for when we're in the desert or in Wyoming even. And that was our little mobile home.
And you pushed it, right? I mean, you're walking along with a dog pushing a baby carriage.
Yeah. We pushed it, or I pushed it. And, you know, so that's a little limiting. You know, we had to stay to roads, you know, sometimes dirt roads, but it meant we couldn't do trails per se. But it was better than having all that weight on my back for 7 years.
You were held up by knife point in Panama, encountered terrifying moments crossing looser snow or ice on a mountain, along with other dangers. But while in Turkey, you wrote, I was living a fantastic life, yet boredom had settled over me and refused to leave. After years of walking, the thrill of the unknown had dulled to a monotonous hum, and adventure became routine. What happened, and how'd you get out of that?
Well, in Turkey, I was held up at gunpoint. Yeah, I was crossing a remote mountain range just north of Syria. And it was a kind of a tight spot because I didn't have any service to translate like I normally did. I barely spoke any Turkish. The people who were holding me up didn't speak any English. And it took about 3 hours or so, and I was brought to this remote substation, interrogated by this plainclothes military. You know, interrogated is a tougher word than what actually happened. And it was ultimately, I was able to get a little bit of service. They didn't believe my passport or my license. They didn't think they were real. But I was eventually able to get a little bit of service and open up my Instagram and show them the blue check and my adventures and all that. And that is what turned them. And then they started loving me in Savannah. And that's what proved my innocence.
I wish we had longer to talk, but we only have 20 seconds left. Let's go to the ending. You are now married. You have 2 children. Do I recall correctly from the book?
That is, no, totally wrong. I have a fiance, but no children.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Two dogs.
I only read it 3 days ago. Yeah. You would think I could remember that. But do you still have Savannah? Is Savannah still in your life?
Savannah passed this summer of kidney failure, tragically.
I'm sorry to hear that. The book is called The World Walk. The World Walk by Tom Tursich, T-U-R-C-I-C-H. Check it out. It's a fascinating story of walking around the world. Tom, thank you for sharing this brief time your story.
Thank you so much, Rudy. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, well, this segment, and one more to go, everyone, before we get ready to break for Christmas. Mary and I, well, we're going to spend the next 6 minutes or so answering listener emails, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
If you're looking for a last-minute Christmas gift or you're eager to start off the new year in comfort, big deals can be had this weekend. Premium MyPillows in queen size are just $18.98, while kings are only $19.98. And luxury hotel-quality MyTowel six-piece sets are just $29.98, while kitchen dishcloth and towel sets, they make great gifts. They're on a Christmas special for only $14.99, and MyPillow clothing is on sale for up to 80% off.
I'll add to that, both my slippers and my sandals right now are as low as $9.50 with the Christmas sale going on. Bathrobes $59.98. The delicious 100% Arabica organic coffee that comes in whole bean, ground, and pods, 50% off. When was the last time you got 50% off your daily coffee? All right, come on. Go to MyPillow.com/Carrie for all of the show savings. Use that code Carrie or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, email number one today is from Denny, who listens to us in the Phoenix area. That's our local affiliates, AM960 KKNT or AM1510 and FM105.3 KFNN radio. Denny has written to us an email with many questions, and as part of the message is asking, I miss the days when travel agents would actually put together a trip for you. I'm looking for a trip around the world lasting over 6 months, not thrilled with single supplements. How do I call a foreign country to book a car, train, or other reservations when I don't have international long distance on my plan? looking for a tour operator that focuses on scenery and national parks, but I don't want to hike 6 miles round trip to experience it as I have a bad hip. Lastly, how do I find out if a visa is necessary or shots? Thanks, Caris.
Oh my, lots of questions. Denny, you seem to have had some either unfortunate encounters with travel agents or, you know, maybe you're not aware that they definitely exist and I absolutely would use one for a 6 month trip like this. I would start with ASTA, see if they're ASTA certified, go to ASTA.org and take a look there. That's a national organization of travel agents. We also like agents affiliated with Signature Network or Internova Travel Groups, Nexion or Zelle, and that's Zelle, T-Z-E-L-L. So start there. And without knowing what countries you're going to want to visit, I can't really give you specifics, but I can tell you you'll get a lot of information at travel.state.gov. That's the U.S. State Department website for all things international travel. You're going to get a lot of information. Look for visa information, and up will come a list of countries that require them. For shots, your doctor will know exactly what shots you need for whatever countries you're going to. You may have to go to a health clinic for that, and you can also go to cdc.gov and get information on shots.
All right, so there's a lot of information. I'll add to that. You know, if you listen regularly, Denny, then you know we talk about a show partner, Colette. They're the oldest tour operator in America. It won't be long before they're celebrating 110 years in operation. You can trust them. They also offer guided coach travel that can easily accommodate folks with mobility issues who still want to be adventurous. My point, each tour has an activity level rating that shows upfront what to expect on the tours. Most of their national park tours are at level 2, which you should have no problem enjoying with a bad hip, and you're not going to be walking 6 miles round trip. They offer travel to all 7 continents. So in reality, Denny, if you can't find what you want with Colette, I'd be surprised to hear that. So go to Colette.com, check them out. If you'd like us to connect you with somebody there, just send us another email and we'll be happy to do that. Email number 2 today is from Joyce, who listens to us in the Washington, D.C. area. That's our local affiliates AM 570, WRC Radio, and AM 1250 and FM 105.1 HD3, WWRC Radio. Joyce's question is, I've always aspired to visit Europe at Christmas, spending time in Germany and Austria. There's something romantic about it, I think, and I wonder if you find the European Christmas markets that people talk about to be overhyped or worth the visit.
Aside from the terrible tragedy that happened yesterday in Germany at one of the markets, looking at the big picture, Joyce, if you love everything about Christmas and you've always wanted to go, I definitely encourage you to go. It is something that is just uniquely festive. However, I would encourage you to go off the beaten path, walk away from some of the larger Christmas markets. We did this in Budapest, where all the tourists are. You can find smaller ones with less tourists just a few blocks away in all of these cities. Do I think they're overhyped? A little bit. One thing I did notice is you're often going to see the same handmade ornaments at different markets. So you might check one ornament stand and the one that's down just a few blocks is going to carry some of the same or certainly very similar ornaments. I do think because they're so popular, they're a little more mass produced, but they are festive. The European cities look beautiful at Christmas time. Vienna's stunning at Christmas.
Yeah, you know,
Robert.
Listen, Joyce, I say
Salzburg,
go experience
yeah.
them. And by the way, if you didn't know, Dresden was the very first Christmas market. It dates back to the Middle Ages, and everything else that we have today in Europe or elsewhere comes from Dresden. So I would absolutely recommend you go there. You know, going to the first place means a lot. Every year, there are over 2,500 Christmas markets in Germany alone, and that doesn't include Austria or Hungary or Switzerland or other parts of Europe. You'll find almost 100 in Berlin. It's about 2 hours north of Dresden. You know, Mary and I, as we said, it's something she wanted to do mm-hmm. for a long time. We yep. made it happen. I agree, Budapest, we had such a great experience. Being in Christmas at Vienna, there was something magical about that.
Beautiful.
Even the Czech Republic, though.
Yeah.
It was
yes.
like a storybook. So,
yep.
you know, I will say, after you go to 8 or 10 of them, you know, I had my fill, but even living here in New York, we go
like
often
markets.
To Bryant Park
yeah.
and Union Square.
Square.
So anyway, go, Joyce. Don't give it a lot of thought. Just go, okay? We're going to leave it there for today, and I guess I can say for the year as well, but keep sending us your travel questions and comments through the website. You can do that, and we will get to more of these when we're back after the holidays. Thank you, Denny and Joyce, for your emails. This is RM World Travel. We're back in 180 seconds with our final segment of 2024.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, for the final time as we broadcast live in 2024, next week's show will be an encore presentation. Welcome back to the New York City area, everyone. Christmas is just 4 days away. Some of you listening may already be on the move for the holidays, and that's why we thought it would be a good idea to check in with the TSA. Lisa Farbstein is our show friend there, but first, this portion of the program is sponsored by Field of Greens.
This is serious nutrition, and we've actually made it a very important part of our daily lives, and Field of Greens was approved for a university study because doctors believe it may lower your body's biological age, which equates to better health.
Every fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support vital body functions, including heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and immune system. Comes with a better health promise that at your next physical or checkup, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or you get your money back. As a show fan, you'll save 15%. Get free rush shipping today at fieldofgreens.com. Use code CARRY. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now down to Washington, D.C. we go, where it's been a busy period this week in Congress as they got a CR through in the 11th hour. Show friend Lisa Farbstein with TSA is waiting to join us, and we're going to make that happen right now.
Lisa, I'm so happy we were able to make this happen. You are our final guest of 2024. Thanks for being part of the show today.
Happy to be here with you. Happy holidays.
Well, same to you as well, very much so. So listen, you know, with Christmas and the start of Hanukkah falling on the same day this year, I could foresee considerable longer lines being inevitable this upcoming week for sure. So now the TSA did a very nice job in handling things over the Thanksgiving rush that we just all went through. So are you optimistic for what's about to happen across the country? What's TSA projecting for the holidays?
So we're projecting that we're going to be screening more than 40 million people from the start of the holiday travel period to the end, and it wraps up, as far as we're concerned, on January 2nd. And we're not going to see a single day that's going to top likely December 1st, which was the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And that was the busiest day in our 23-year history. 23 years.
But you did it.
Wow,
you did it.
And you didn't make the news for any issues. Go TSA.
There you have it.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I want to get into a couple of holiday tips in a minute. But first, I want to make our audience aware of something, because Robert and I see this a lot when we travel, and we've seen it increase, even I would say within the past 2 years. More and more people travel with hiking poles, and they're using walking sticks. Please set the record straight on these items, Lisa. Are they allowed in carry-on bags or no? And what should travelers know?
If somebody's using a walking stick that looks sort of more like a hiking pole, it needs to have a blunt tip. That's sort of like a rounded tip. It can't be a pointy tip like a ski pole would have. And so that is your
okay.
What you have to look for.
Okay. And agents always have the last choice. They're the ones that make the calls on these, right? If it's not acceptable, they could tell you to put it in your checked bag.
That's correct. It's the final decision is left up to the TSA.
Okay. So tips for the Christmas rush. We say all the time that you're better off not wrapping presents. And I think we've talked about this with you, but it's been a while, so it's a good refresher. Not wrapping them if they're going through TSA. Is that fact or fiction? And can a TSA agent, are they authorized to unwrap gifts if, you know, a bag is flagged?
So there is no prohibition to bringing a wrapped gift through a checkpoint or in a check bag. That's fine. The risk is if it triggers an alarm. Because if it triggers an alarm, again, whether it's in a carry-on bag or a check bag, the TSA officer has to resolve the alarm, which means being a Grinch. Because that means the TSA officer is going to have to unwrap the gift in order to determine what it was that caused the alarm. And that's why we recommend using gift bags with tissue paper or gift boxes where you can just lift off the lid. And that way nobody's tearing open the wrapping paper. We definitely are all in favor of having the recipient of the gifts be the one who gets to unwrap.
Well, we agree with that.
So even in for checked bags, okay.
Yeah,
good
well,
to know.
Because when it goes through. But in TSA, again, if they have to get into it, I mean, it's not your job to rewrap. So folks, just be aware of that. We just say just wrap if you can when you get
when
there.
When you get it makes to your destination, so
All right. So Lisa, you know, we haven't done this with you in a couple of years, but I love this. I mean, Mary and I both do. You have your famous TSA jingle that you do so well. So right now we've got over 1.2 million travelers, 600 plus radio stations now across the USA hearing this show. Share what is the 311 rule that folks can remember with the jingle.
So 311 rule is 3.4 ounces, one quart size bag, one bag per person for any liquids, gels, and aerosols that are, you know, basically your toiletry items for the most part. And if you're unsure if something is considered a liquid, gel, or aerosol, if you can spill it, spray it, spread it, pump it, or pour it, then it's considered a liquid jar or aerosol.
All right.
So, yes, that includes things like preserves, jellies, jams, peanut butter, caramel sauce. Even we see people this time of year, a great gift, wanting to bring maple syrup. So put those items into your check bag.
And folks, I would just say again, okay, make it part of your holiday, your new tradition, your holiday song. If you can spill it, spray it, spread it, pump it, or pour it. Then
you got it.
Yeah, we don't want
it. Don't take it. Check
exactly
bags.
Right. So, Lisa, listen, I appreciate very much you joining Mary and me today. So thank you very much. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season. I'm sure we'll do this again in the future. And best wishes as always, okay?
Yes, you too, and Happy New Year.
Yes, yes. Exactly. 2025.
Looking
it's coming
forward
soon.
To it.
So,
yeah.
Take care, Lisa.
Take care, Lisa. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Lisa. Nice connecting with her as always.
Always, yeah.
I love that little jingle right there. So, folks, listen, we're going to end this way. Sincere Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year to all of you out there. 2024 has been another blessing for all of us here on the show. We are so proud of the accomplishments we've achieved this year, and we are looking forward to being a little better for you next year as well in 2025. Bobby's going to share some encores with you the next 2 weeks for Christmas and New Year's. So until we return live on Saturday, January 11th, 2025, I can't even believe I'm saying that. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Well, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. Thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.